Om Shanti. 11th of January 2020. The effort for today. The speciality of an angelic or avyakta life is to be ignorant of the knowledge of desire. Icha matram avidya. There is no question of any desires in a deity life. When your life becomes a Brahmin life, and so an angelic life, that is, when you have attained the karmatit stage, you cannot be bound by any type of action, whether it is a pure action, a wasteful action, a sinful action, or an action of the past. Baba is describing two specialities of an angel. The angelic life has got these two things. First, ignorance of desire. And second, they remain free. Nothing binds them. Pure action, wasteful action, sinful action, or any action of past. So speciality of an angelic life or an avyakta life is to be ignorant of the knowledge of desire. There is no question of any desire in a deity life, and when your life becomes a Brahmin life, and so an angelic life, that is when you have attained the karmatit stage, you cannot be bound by any type of action, whether it is pure action, wasteful action, sinful action, or action of the past. One of the philosophers of the Western world had said, life is an intentionality. Life is an intentionality. Means every action is intentional. Means human being is an intentional person, is an intentional being. Everything is stimulated, preceded, goaded by desire and intention. Very intense desire, a keen desire. For example, a painter develops an intense desire to become the best painter, and he becomes. A sports person develops an intense desire to come first, and all the efforts are according to that. A person who doesn't have any intention, any desire, he remains there only where he was. So these desires, they form an important feature of our life. A desireless man may not achieve anything. But then, which desires? What desires? When Mahatma Buddha came to the conclusion at the end of 6 years of intense efforts, he understood that desire is the root cause of all the sufferings. And then he advocated a new path, the middle path, Majjhima Nikaya, where everything is in moderation, one should not go to extreme, and so on. So, should we have desire or should we not have? That's a question. Can one live without desires? Is it possible to remain, become desireless? Only a dead person can be desireless. What does Baba mean when he is saying to be ignorant of desires? Icha matram avidya, no desires. Should we have no desires? Or if yes, what desires? Content, but can we live without desires? Desires are like the waves of the ocean. They keep on coming and going, preceding, receding. In fact, when Baba says you should not have desires, but Baba also says that you should have desire. Like in today's Murli, Baba said, you should go and do service. You have to turn thorns into flowers. Those who are thorns themselves, how can they convert others into flowers? So you should have desire for service. You should have the desire to be virtuous. You should have desire to become Lakshmi Narayan. So it's very important to understand. When we say Ichha Mataram Avidya, what does it mean? Baba is talking of Laukik desires. Ichha Mataram Avidya means worldly desires, vicious desires. We should have to relinquish these worldly desires, vicious desires, wasteful desires, negative desires, and so on. So desires again are divided into two parts. First is this: the whole world is after these desires, and these desires make them restless. But there are other group of desires. For that matter, every desire will make one restless. But then, if you want to have the desire, Baba says, have virtuous desires. Have the desire for perfection. Have the desire to become like the Father, same as the Father. Have the desire to do service. Have the desire to have great thoughts, elevated, lofty thoughts in mind. Have the desire to give sakash. Have the desire to give divine visions to the devotees. Have the desire for such. In today's blessing also Baba said, Mahadani. The great donors are those who donate through their words, through their mind, thoughts. So we need to understand what does Baba says when he says that you should not have desires. There are a lot of avyakt murlis where Baba has described about desires and begging. There is one murli recently which was there on Sunday, I think 27th March 1985. Baba had described 9 types of beggars in that murli. Some are desiring for sahyog, cooperation. Some want mukti. Some want liberation. Some want death. Some want facilities. Some want power. Some want happiness. Some want peace. So multiple things were described in this murli. The very starting of the murli is Baba has enlisted different types of beggars. So Baba says the whole world is drowned in the ocean of desires, and all desires are making them restless. So as I said, as somebody said, that human being is human life is an intentionality, an intention, a desire, a yearning, a longing to achieve something. That is what makes us to make effort. Otherwise we will just sit and don't do anything. If, for example, if I take today's day, I don't have any desire for today. So at the end of the day, I'll become restless and I will not achieve anything. I have no desire, no planning, no desire. The day is in front of me. What I should do? And I come to the conclusion, no, I don't have anything to do today. And then see what happens. Your whole day will be wasted in wasteful things. For example, evening time. When I have no desire for evening, no evening planning, then the whole evening will be wasted. In today's Murli, Baba said, children say that, Baba, we are intoxicated in your remembrance. Baba said, I don't believe. I don't believe. This is not going to aunt's house to stay in remembrance. So without desire, without intention, without purpose, without target, without aim, without ambition, it is very difficult to leave. But then now, where the desire, where the intention, where the ambition is directed towards, if all efforts are for attaining perfection, it's best. You should rather become restless for intense effort, Tivra Purusharth. Why I am not able to do it? What is it which is stopping me? To come to that self-complacency stage that I have known everything, I have understood everything, I have done all sorts of Purusharth, that again makes you desireless, self-complacency, no desire. Rather, you should have the attitude of feeling of an ignorant person who feels, I have not known anything. Let me now understand. Let me now begin. Today is the beginning of the day. Today is the beginning of my life. I have to develop this new desire to understand, to know things. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba has described three type of understandings. First grade, second grade and third grade. There's a song that this time is moving. Baba said, you have understood this song. Ye vakt ja raha hai. Number wise. Some have understood it. They are first grade, some second, some third. So, I have to always think that I have to understand more. So, to understand knowledge is also a desire. To understand father is also a desire. To understand this drama, the last line of today's Murli. Baba said, what a wonderful play this drama is. And you must enjoy it. So, wishes, desires should not be there. Worldly desires should not be there. Worldly ambitions, they make you restless. But yes, you should have spiritual desires. Desire to become virtuous. Desire to attain perfection. Desire to fulfill the desires, the hopes of God. Desire to go ahead. Desire to become, to sharpen one's skill, to hone one's abilities, one's specialities. So, pure desires, spiritual desires, selfless desires, desires for the world. In today's blessing, Baba said, the whole world is a family. And when there is a family, you practice economy. So, just to live for oneself is not the life. Eating, drinking, and doing everything for oneself, this is as if gavaya. It is something you have lost. They alone live who live for the world. Others, the rest are more dead than alive. That's Vivekananda who said. They alone live who live for others. The rest are more dead than alive. So our life is for others. Life is for the welfare of many and the good of many. Bahujana hitaye, bahujana sukhaye. It's for the betterment of many, it's for the good of many. When we see that the whole world is my family, that feeling of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the whole world is family, the same voice has come in today's Murli also. Baba has voiced the same point in today's blessing. So, desires are very important, but where these desires are going, where you are taking them, that is very important. The dasha depends upon the disha. Dasha means condition. Depends upon the disha. Disha means direction. Where the desire is taking. For example, in today's, today I have the desire that I don't have to waste my time at all. So this is a very pure, very strong desire. So I will stick to this and I will not waste my time at all. Anywhere. So, intentionality, desires, ambitions, yearnings, longings, they reflect what is going on within. So, angel means they don't have desires. Which desires don't have? Vicious, worldly, which make you restless. And desires, worldly desires are addictive. All desires for that matter. If you don't get to do that, you feel restless. You feel withdrawal symptoms and you are pulled to that activity. You should have desire for service. In yesterday's Murli also Baba said, like Hanuman you should become. Go change the dress and sit somewhere. After 5 o'clock you have a lot of time. Go and plan. Baba gives you many yuktis for service. So have the desire for serving all souls of the world. Have the desire for intense effort. Bahuj atmano moksharatham jagat tritiyayacho. This is the aim. Atmana moksharatham. For the freedom of the soul and jagat tritiyayacho. For the welfare of the world. This is the goal of life. For our own freedom and for welfare of the world. This should be the aim of our life. Both things. I want to free myself from all the waste, past, hurtful things. So that's the first thing. Angelic life means, which is bereft of all these worldly things, nonsensical things, wasteful things, vicious things, dirty things, ugly things, selfish things. And second thing, when your life becomes a Brahmin life and so an angelic life, that is when you have attained the karmatit stage, you cannot be bound by any type of actions. Now these, Baba is talking about karmatit, means no bondage. Recently there was a Murli on karmatit, where Baba described the definition of being a karmatit. Karmatit means who is a jivan mukt. Karmatit means who is bandhan mukt, bondage free. Karmatit means who is ever ready. And karmatit means who is yogyukt. Yogyukt. So these are the four definitions given in the Murli, which was recently related by Baba. So karmatit means bondage free. Now actions have a tendency to bind us. If we don't perform any action, if we perform any action with attachment, that action will bound me. No matter how great, good that action is. That's why Baba is saying four types. Pure actions will bind you. Sinful actions will bind you. What was the third? Wasteful action will bind you. And actions of the past. So anything binds me. If I do something very good, and if you keep on remembering, oh, I have done so much things. I have done so many things. So nice I am. So that is binding me. So even good actions bind us. Sinful actions definitely, wasteful actions definitely bind us. But even pure actions, selfless action also bind us. So that stage of detachment should be there. Just do it and just surrender it. Finish. Full stop. No description about it. The more you try to describe, the more you try to come into limelight, the more you try to make a propaganda out of it, the more you try to broadcast it, the more will be the disturbance. Because that good actions will become a bondage for you then. So see that actions do not touch me, nor their results. There's a very high stage of spirituality, where a person is living and yet untouched by anything which is happening around. Because what happens is, if somebody praises me, I get elated, happy. But when somebody insults, blames, accuses, then I get hurt. And I am forced to think of that person, event, situations or happenings. So then this is not the free stage. Something has bound me. Why this has bound? Nobody can hurt me without my permission. When there is an inflated ego within, the real cause of hurt is this I. When this I is hurt, is disturbed, then I feel hurt. And this I feels elated when it is praised. So Baba has already told us that praise should not touch you, nor the blames, nor the insults. This is the practice also, this is the goal. Practice also, goal also. When these two things happen, two pairs of opposite, one should remain like a sthita pragya yogi. The yogi who is equipoise, who is stage, situated in the stage of equanimity, stability. Because all these things are very temporary. Those who are praising today, tomorrow they will blame. Those who are blaming today, tomorrow they will become your praisers. This is the khel, this is the game that's happening in the world. So why these should affect me? There are multiple things we can think. The public memory is short. Today they praise, tomorrow they blame. Today they blame, tomorrow they praise. Whom should I believe? Whom should I trust? There is none trustworthy in this world. Everybody is already in that furnace of unhappiness and sorrow. So their actions are self-defensive or protective for their near ones. That's what life is. Either they practice self-defense or protection for their near ones. So nothing should touch me. Pure actions. Sinful actions, wasteful actions. Now these are the third things. Actions of the past. Whatever that has happened. I cannot change it now. Only thing what I can do is I can take some lessons from my past mistakes. My greatest teacher is my last mistake. Your greatest teacher is your last mistake. That's the English saying. So, I must have gone wrong somewhere, definitely. In my reactions, responses, understanding. Let me increase my understanding now about the situation, about the person. Probably I have not understood the persons. And there is definitely lack of power of discrimination on my part. And that's why this thing has happened. So let me learn and go ahead. If I don't learn from the past, that past action will bind me. I will be forced to keep on remembering that past event. Quite in spite of myself. I will be thinking about all the childhood things and all the past events. Why this happened, why that happened. So it's better to pause, to take some time to reflect and to learn from the past mistake and to go ahead. This is the way that we don't get bound to them. Otherwise they will keep on haunting us. We will keep on going down the memory lanes time and again and get bound, tied up, and then cry. So, two things. One, angel means Iccha Matram Avidya. But then you should have spiritual, selfless desires to progress and to make others, help others to progress. And second, no bondage. The most powerful person in this world is the one who doesn't have any emotional, mental, intellectual, physical, social, spiritual bondages, dependencies. He who can stand alone is the most powerful man. He who doesn't need anybody is the most powerful man. Those who can stand and say that God alone is with us and we don't need anybody, these are the most powerful people in the world. Those who can assert that we are with God and we don't need any human beings. This spiritual independence, this spiritual freedom, this spiritual sense of liberty, this spiritual bondage-free life, life free from the shackles, chains, bars of dependency, of parasitic existence is what is needed. So, two things to remember, to remain as much free as possible. Baba says remain light. And second, get rid of all the worthless desires. Desire for care, desire for attention, desire for love, desire for fame, desire for power, peace, desire for getting from some other person. These make you restless. So that's what is angelic life. Om Shanti.